So, on to new business. Agenda item one is the, I hope I'm saying this, the Madonahue Timberland Zone Change, Z24-01, categorically exempt. The project, let's have a staff report, please.
Hello, good morning. My name is James Phelps. I am a senior planner with the County of Siskiyou. Today I present agenda item number one, the McDonough Timberland Zone Change, identified as Z24-01. This project is located on 323 acres south of Callahan. It is currently zoned rural residential, 40-acre minimum. The applicant is requesting to rezone the parcel to Timberland Production, TPZ, in order to align the zoning of the property with the current use of the property, which is timber production. This project is consistent with the general plan and zoning ordinances for the area. In addition, the property has a California Cooperative Forest Management Plan, which has been approved by the Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. The property itself meets the requirements for inclusion under List C for the TPZ district. In addition, the property meets the stocking standards of the California Forest Practice Rules of 2024 and Public Resources Code Section 4561. No public comments have been received regarding this project. Siskiyou County Environmental Health and the California Department of Fish and Wildlife commented on this property, on this project, and has no objections to the project. Staff is recommending finding that this project is consistent with Siskiyou County's general plan and zoning ordinances, and staff recommends determining the project exempt from CEQA pursuant to section 15264 and approving the zoning project. Motion is included in your packet. I'm available for any questions, and the applicant is also here, Mr. McDonough, if you have any questions.
Thank you. Any questions from the commission? Commissioner Dusty, question?
Well, I just have, on the conditions of approval, number two, I would like the county council to give me an explanation of the reason for that condition of approval is in there. I think we've talked about that before, but I still don't understand why the applicant would want to agree to that.
I guess the best way to put it is the project is a private project, not a county project. If someone were to sue the county for some wrongful approval of the project, we're requesting that the applicant step forward and provide the legal costs to defend the lawsuit. It's really, otherwise the county sort of becomes the insurer of all the projects before it at its own legal cost, even though it has no actual interest in the project itself. It doesn't have an interest whether this property is TPZ or remains as presently zoned. It's really to put the costs of defending any challenges to your approval or not, if you don't approve it, on the applicant.
But for an example, assuming that after this is approved, and say there was a burial ground that was discovered by a tribe, and was not picked up by the Planning Commission, so does that mean that the Planning Commission is, or the county is exempt from that error?
Well, let's just assume there was an error in the proceeding. Partly, it's in the applicant's interest to make sure the record is all correct. And yes, even if it's, a good faith error, I suppose it was just a blatant error, the county still might volunteer to step forward. But it's also similar in court when lawyers are in court and they're arguing a case. They want to make sure the record is good and it contains everything that's needed. And just basically puts the applicant in the same spot, although I know they rely a lot on staff to do that, but generally, if it's a, well, it's what's claimed to be an error, generally it would be, yes, the applicant's responsibility to defend the proceeding. And it is their application, so they should make sure everything is in order.
And is this, I guess it's been tested that the counties are in good standing to exempt themselves from?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a statewide standard practice. It's not just us, it's every county. And like I say, otherwise it makes us the insurer of every project, though we don't have any interest in the project other than just doing our permitting.
I think you've explained that before, but it's still kind of, I mean, it's like if I sell a car and I say, okay, I'm going to sell you this car, but if there's something that's wrong with it, you can't sue me.
I'm not sure it's quite the same as that, but yeah. it's basically the applicant is the one who has all the interest in the project. The county doesn't have any interest in the project, and therefore,
Well, what if the county's receiving revenue from the action the county took?
Well, I suppose once you start going down that derivative path, but
okay.
I'll just say it would be very well. On the one hand, it's knock wood. I don't know how I've been so lucky, but we've really never been sued on a planning project since I've been here. But if we were, it would become very costly to the county, potentially, if we had to pick up everybody's lawsuits.
Not to prolong this, but
go ahead.
The DARA project, do you remember that?
It was before my time, but I know of it.
Okay, wasn't that a case where DARA came back to the county and sued the county for inappropriate action?
Yes, as I understand, he did. And I wasn't around for the defense of that. I assume in that case, that's a different situation because that was the applicant suing the county directly. So we would have to pick up our own costs. But if it's somebody who comes along, some citizen who says we did the process incorrectly here at the planning commission or at staff level, that or a third party, so to speak, then the applicant would have to pay for the defense of the third party. If the applicant sues us directly, of course, the county is going to have to do its own defense.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay. Commissioner Hart? Commissioner Mello, any questions at this time? Okay. I'll hold my questions until after I open up the public hearing. Thank you for the report. Okay, so at this time I'll open up the public hearing. Are there any project proponents that would like to address the commission at this time? Okay. Any project opponents? Okay, seeing none in the audience, and we don't have, or actually we don't have Zoom anymore, never mind. I'll close the public hearing. Don't necessarily have any, I basically just have one question or maybe a statement to the landowner. So since the zoning is going to be converted to TPZ, or at least that's the proposal, I just want to make sure that there's a thorough understanding that by doing so, you're committing to long-term timber management. And I do see that you're reforesting. But then afterwards, there is a commitment that, you know, for future landowners, that when those trees are of age, of size, that they have to be harvested. Perfect. Okay, I see an affirmative yes, that he understands that. I just make that known because I, too, am a registered professional forester, and so I just make sure that landowners are aware of that because some people want to get into TPZ just for the tax implications without realizing that the taxes are made up via harvesting, and that is a requirement of that zoning. So, okay. So with that, I don't have any other comments or statements. Commissioner Mello? Commissioner Mello, Commissioner Hart, Commissioner Veal.
Are you ready for a motion?
Ready for a motion.
I move that we adopt Resolution PC 2024-028, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou, State of California, recommending that the Board of Supervisors determine the project exempt from CEQA and approve the McDonough Timberland Zone Change Request Z-24-01, and I hope I pronounced the name correctly.
Okay, so we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion from Commissioner Mello, a second from Commissioner Hart. All those in favor? Oh, wait, we have to do a roll call. Thank you.
Commissioner Hart?
Yes.
Commissioner Mello?
Yes.
Commissioner Veal?
Yes.
Vice Chair Lindler?
Yes.
All in favor?
Okay, motion carries. Thank you. Okay, so items for further discussion. The ongoing staff update regarding the general plan. Is there a staff report?
Yeah, sure. Good morning, Haley Lane, Planning Director. So I believe the last time we all met was the joint workshop with the board a few months back where we discussed the visioning and guiding principles. So the staff took in all of those comments and we are revising the visioning and guiding principles right now. And, primary or major point that was kind of carried on the board level was they wanted it synthesized, right? They were really hoping for kind of like a bullet point format for visioning and goals. And so, we're going to try to create visioning and guiding principles as a bullet point format, very concise. We'll probably be the first state, first county in California to have that. But anywho, so we're working on that. We're going to meet with our technical advisory committee in a few weeks to go over those modifications. And then actually you all, we will discuss it at our January meeting for the visioning and guiding principles. And then, we'll go through the same process. And then the plan is to take that recommendation to the board for the February meeting. And then hopefully we'll have an approved set of visioning and guiding principles. Outside of that, we're going to be starting our zoning code portion of the update, which is what I'm really excited about. Discussing what we want as a county, where we want to go, what we want to update, right? I know streamlining is going to be at the forefront of kind of the focus of what we're going to want to do. Updating our Title 10 to make it more usable for the public. And so that will kind of be this next phase after the visioning and guiding principles, where we will begin work on that. And I believe in tandem of that is when the EIR process will also begin too, right? So those are kind of the next few phases that we'll be working on for the next year or so. So I'm happy to take any questions regarding that.
Great. Thank you for the report. Okay, so moving on, the future meeting is January 15th at 9 a.m. I won't be here, just as an announcement. I have a conference I will be at that whole week, so I will be absent. Is there any correspondence? Okay. Any additional staff comments?
I just wanted to provide the commission with a quick update regarding the Shasta Way Road abandonment. So we had taken that to the board because after the meeting where we convened and commission had provided recommendation on sending it back to staff to essentially figure out or somewhat finalize the property negotiation piece of where it would go. We received some neighborhood opposition from the adjacent property owner, and so we decided to take a step back and elevate that to the board because we actually don't necessarily have to initiate road abandonment proceedings. We could ask, the deciding body should we want to move forward with that. So ultimately, we met on that last board meeting last Tuesday, and so the board had provided direction. Yes, they still want us to move forward with that. And so move forward with processing the application, essentially.
For the abandonment.
So what's going to happen now is actually this afternoon, Supervisor Valenzuela and I are going to go down there and meet with all the residents to discuss, you know, all of the issues, maybe other potential pathways, but definitely, obviously, what will happen is, you know, that we'll finalize at some level the property negotiation piece and how that's going to be reflected before it comes back before you all. So no timeline on that. Could be a month, could be a couple months. So, you know, we'll see how that plays out.
The opposition is because it's going to be the solar panels, right?
So the opposition is from actually two adjacent property owners. So the Schwartz, which is that property that, so there was Mr. Briggs, Shastaway, Schwartz. They oppose it, and then a Mr. Gentile, which is just next to Mr. Briggs, actually. So it are, you know, it would be the two other parcels that would be affected. Schwartz's concern mainly is that they planned to build a secondary access through that portion of their parcel, and they, you know, property rights really, they just don't want it in front of their property. So they have concerns with that, and just I think they have just general concerns with the water company in general and how they've kind of managed or how they've kind of gone about the process of.
But this issue wouldn't have come up if it wasn't for the solar panels wanting to be installed, isn't that
correct? Correct. Yeah, and you know, there are other pathways that we discussed with Mr. Briggs. You know, putting it on his property specifically, cutting trees down, or putting it on another mutual water company member's property. That seems like the past of least resistance, but they...
As long as he has a timberland conversion permit.
Yeah.
I'll just note, we don't want to get too much into the substance of this, because it is coming back to the Planning Commission. It's fine on the procedural note, there was a meeting and all that, so...
Yeah, thanks,
Bill. Let's not discuss the project.
That's right. Thank you.
So, that's where we're at.
Because I was going to throw my hand up here.
Thank you.
I'm talking too much.
Okay. Yeah, good call, Council. Thank you. Okay, any additional staff comments outside of that issue?
Nope.
Okay, great, thank you. Any commission comments? Seeing none, adjourn.
Thank you.
I want to wait.